welcome back to the LifePoint DriveCast. My name is Matthew, and I serve as the teaching pastor for our Westerville campus. And this past week, we kicked off our annual Now Playing series. And at our Westerville location, we were looking at the movie Inside Out 2. And the movie really speaks to one of the greatest issues facing our society today, which is the problem of anxiety. And we spent our time walking through Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. But in Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, Paul writes these words. He says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God." You know, there are a couple things that stand out to me here from this verse. The first is that anxiety is not a 21st century problem. 2,000 years ago, when Paul wrote this letter to the people living in the city of Philippi, they were dealing with worry and anxiety the same way that we are today, which means that anxiety is a human problem. Our hearts and minds are always prone to drift towards anxiousness, and it's simply the result of living in a fallen and broken world, a world that's been impacted by sin. But second, despite the fact that our world is filled with worry and anxiety, Paul commands us to not be anxious about anything. And you hear that, and if you're like me, kind of your defense is, hold on, Paul, you don't understand what I've got going on in my life. You know, you don't understand all the responsibilities that I have to juggle. I've got a career, I've got a mortgage to pay, I've got kids I'm taking care of, I've got responsibilities. How am I possibly supposed to not be anxious about anything? But just as a reminder from our Philippians study this past fall, Paul isn't writing this letter from a local coffee shop, right? He's writing this letter from a prison cell. And he understood overwhelming situations more than most of us ever will. And yet he still says to not be anxious about anything. So is that even possible? Can we really live a worry-free life? And if so, how do we do that? Well, Paul gives us some very practical steps to take. He says that in every situation of life, whether it's a health issue, financial, career, relationships, family, in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. So let's take just a moment to unpack these steps that Paul is giving us. The first step, he says, is to pray. And to pray simply means that we bring the situation, we bring the source of anxiety to the Lord. And prayer is our first and most important line of defense against anxiety, because it's our way of acknowledging that we're not in control. When we pray, we are saying, God, you are God and I am not. We are shifting control from ourselves to the Lord, and we are humbly submitting ourselves before God. Prayer is our way of bringing the source of our anxiety before the Lord and saying, Lord, I am anxious about this, but I know that you're in control. The second step, Paul says, is to petition. And to petition God means that we present a request to him. We turn to God and ask him to intervene and to do something in our lives. But when we petition God, we don't do so based on just our own personal desires, because oftentimes our desires are out of line from God's will for our life. I think one of the greatest ways that we petition God is we petition him according to his word and according to his promises. We say, God, you have said this in your word. You have promised this in your word, and I'm asking for you to do that in my life. We petition God. And then the third step is thanksgiving. And thanksgiving means that we reflect on God's faithfulness in our life. We acknowledge and thank him for his goodness, for the times that he has provided, for the times that he has intervened on our behalf. We look back at our life and remember and thank God for his goodness and his faithfulness. And so maybe today there is something that's causing anxiety in your life. There's a source of worry and stress that feels overwhelming right now. I just want to lead us through a time of prayer and petition and thanksgiving, and then give you the opportunity to do that as well. And so, God, we come before you today acknowledging, Lord, that there are things in our life that cause worry and stress and anxiety. There are situations and circumstances that we're facing that feel overwhelming. And so, Lord, we want to bring those to you. We want to acknowledge that you are God, that you are in control, and we want to submit ourselves to you. But God, Lord, we also want to petition you. God, we want to ask you to intervene, to do a work in our life in these situations that are causing a stress and worry in our life. And Lord, we want to petition you based on your word and your promises that we find throughout Scripture. You are a good heavenly Father who desires what is best for your children. And Lord, we also want to thank you. We want to thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness in our life. God, I can look back on so many times throughout my life where you have intervened, you have provided, you have been true to your word. And so, Lord, I thank you for your goodness, for your faithfulness, and I can trust that you will be good and you will be faithful in whatever situation I may find myself in today. Father, we love you, and we pray all of this in the name of your son, Jesus. Amen.